You're listening to the Round Table Podcast, episode 0.5. Seriously, you are so just making this shit up as you go. Who's going to buy that 0.5? I'm out of here. This is crazy.
Well, hello, everybody. I am Brian Humphrey.
And I'm Dave Robison.
And you're listening to the Roundtable Podcast.
Each week on the Roundtable Podcast, Brian and I invite writers to come onto the show and present their story ideas to us and our esteemed guest host.
And then we dig into it. We chat about what works and what doesn't, kick around some ideas, and try to fine-tune it into a solid and writable story.
Indeed.
But that's not what we're doing.
And today. Again, it's not what we're doing.
Nope. For the second episode.
For the second time.
That's right, 0.5.
0.5. We're shameless teases. Actually, what we are is we're incredibly excited. Yeah. It's just been an amazing few weeks since we started with episode zero and then started reaching out. We've actually recorded a couple of episodes just to get a little bit ahead of the curve. And I don't know about you, man, but it has just been a major rush.
Yeah, it's been a trip, and definitely a huge learning curve for me.
Yeah, for both of us, And we'll talk about that a little bit later. One thing I did think was important, and Brian, you and I kind of riffed a little bit on legal stuff.
Yes.
In the last podcast, in episode zero.
And I believe that when we did that, there was at least one of us who said something to the effect of, we may not have any idea what we're talking about.
That's right. And we asked, we said, if anybody out there knows better than we do, tell us, we are completely fucking wrong about this stuff.
Yeah, and we got the answer.
That's right. Dan Sawyer, bless that man, went to our website and commented on the post and said, you asked for somebody to tell you this? Well, guess what? You're completely fucking wrong.
That's right.
So for now, we wanted to get back on and set the record straight.
Yes, as much as we can. And once again, we are not attorneys.
We are not attorneys. Please don't take this as legal advice. But I actually went to the copyright website. Duh, what a novel idea. And copied and pasted this little bit out that basically says, and I quote, copyright, a form of intellectual property law, protects original works of authorship, including literary, dramatic, blah, 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 blah. Copyright does not protect facts, ideas, systems, or methods of operation. So basically, by coming onto the show and presenting your idea, you have copyright to nothing.
That's right. And at the end of that little thing, it says, although it may protect the way these things are expressed, the key word there is may.
Correct. So, and expressed. Yes. By expressing them on the show in this recorded setting, that recording of the idea, of your words, the recording of your words on tape or in digital format, in MP3, whatever, you know, that expression, absolutely. You have the copyright to that. Brian, you have the copyright to your side of this conversation. I have the copyright to mine. Once it's recorded and committed to physical form in some way,
yes,
that's the transition point. That's what can be copyrighted. So, friends, you know, we alluded that by coming on and saying this, you'll be protected. No, okay? If you're afraid that your idea will be stolen, if you come onto the show and pitch your idea to an astonishingly remarkable author who then transforms your life by opening your eyes to new depths and insights and potential, if you're afraid that that experience, if someone's going to come on and steal your idea, don't come on the show.
Absolutely.
It's that simple.
It is.
So
that brings up something else that I've been thinking about, because one of the things, you know, that kind of has always been that shadow over me is, especially like my mom has said this too, when I'd run to her and say, hey, I have this great idea, and I tell her the whole idea, and then she'd say, well, you better write it before somebody steals it. And, you know, so I should. So I sit down and I start, you know, plunking at keys, and I'm passionate about the idea because the idea is mine. I have never sat down and taken the time to write out something that was someone else's idea, to then edit the entire thing, to try to market it, to send it out to publishers, to, you know what I mean? It's a shitload of work. You know, I seriously don't think that anybody's really going to try to steal any of the ideas. If they do, then they know that they're going to burn in a fiery pit for the rest of their existence.
And if we find out about it, we are going to have so many friends by the time that happens, we'll hunt them down and send them to that fiery pit.
Absolutely.
So, you know, honestly, you know, if that's a concern, then save yourself the grief and worry. Don't be on the show. But honestly, the value that you will get far outweighs any minuscule risks of theft by somebody lurking at the fringes of the podcast and saying, oh, yes.
Absolutely agreed. Yeah, no. And just with the little bit of recording that we've already done with a couple of our hosts, honestly, you know, if you're listening, this is pretty badass. There is some stuff that comes out here that I've already, like, my writing has already exponentially improved.
And it's inspired me and hopefully are the guest writers that have been on. Let's talk about those guest hosts.
Yeah, let's do.
For just a second. I had thought when we first launched into this that I'll be very coy and hint, ooh, we have neat guest hosts. and thought that somehow that would entice people to actually want to check it out. And I realized that's just plain silly. We both have been so amazed at the response and the guest hosts that we've got that we got to share this.
Yeah, the quality of these people is it's unmatched.
Quality of skill and also quality of heart and
spirit.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about. You don't meet people like this on a daily basis, and just everyone that we have spoken to, everyone that we've talked to, just they're amazing, amazing, very forthcoming and helpful people.
Well said. So we've got, for our premiere episode, we got J. Daniel Sawyer. For our second episode, we got Nathan Lowell. We have Gail Carriger. We have Pip Ballantyne, T. Morris, Lauren Bukes, Chuck Wendig, maybe. He gave an affirmative, said it sounded like a cool idea, but the man is batshit crazy busy. Yes. So, you know, maybe on into March or into April, we'll have the pleasure of sharing the mic with Chuck.
Yeah, and we won't admit to this, but this could be us begging.
No, shh.
Oh, sorry. No. Wait, that is kind of an admission, isn't it?
It is. That is. You just fessed up, and it's copyrighted now. And
great. Damn it!
Thanks, Brian. Kevin McLaughlin has agreed to come on. Excellent, urban fantasy writer. Just a wealth of people, and we haven't even started releasing the episodes yet.
Right. Well, yeah, and first of all, you know, the names. These guest hosts, I had no idea who any of these people were.
True.
2 weeks ago.
True.
You know? Well, maybe more like 4 weeks ago. But now I've been immersed in this whole podosphere and world, and am kind of shocked that, thankfully, I didn't know who they were before we started talking to them, because if I did, I would be afraid to approach them.
Yes.
You know? In any resemblance of a man without quivering at their feet, you know.
Can I tell the Nathan Lowell story?
Please do.
Oh, I love this.
This is just serendipity.
This is awesome. So I've been digging into podcasts for over a year now, and just really every day I have a 1 hour commute back and forth. I consume greedily every podcast I can. Lots of audio fiction. Brian, not so much. This is fairly new to him from a podcast perspective. Anyway. I had heard of Nathan Lowell from the very onset. I heard his voice on Dan Sawyer's Down from 10, the Solar Clipper series. He did steampunk. He wrote and read a fabulous steampunk piece called The Astonishing Amulet of Amonartis for Tales from the Archives, Pip and T's steampunk series, Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences. So I'd known this guy and respected him enormously, both for his writing and his vocal talents. And so we released the website, and of course I'm not expecting anything to come trickling in right after you release the website. But like, what was it, Brian? The second day?
Yeah. So, yeah, it was day two.
It was. It was day two of having the website up. And I see in my inbox, I've received a host request. Well, holy crap, a host request? Who wants to host this? And I open it up, and it's Nathan Lowell. And he wants to be a host on the Roundtable Podcast 2 days after we launched the website. And I read down in the forum, and he says that my co-host, Brian, teaches his daughter creative writing. And he loves this idea and wants to be a part of it. And I got to call up the email for exactly what it was that I sent to Brian, because it was
classic.
It was.
Yeah. Well, I was at a friend's house, and we're playing Gears of War, and I get this frantic, like, this phone call from this number that I don't recognize. I'm like, okay, I'll ignore it. And then a call again, and I'm like, what the hell? Who's trying to get a hold of me? And it's Dave, and he leaves me this message that's like, holy crap, you have to call me right now.
No, here, I got it right here.
Yeah, okay, good.
All caps, holy fucking crap. Nathan Lowell's daughter? You teach Nathan Lowell's daughter? Dude, this guy is a goddamned legend in the podosphere. You, sir, move through life with blessing and fortune just dripping off you. Just amazing.
So,
yeah. And you know, honestly, and Nathan, as it turns out, is not only a distinguished gentleman, but very approachable, very nonchalant about his accomplishments.
Yeah. And you know, when you put up the website, you know, and I'm excited about it, and I'm thinking, I gotta just tell my students, you know, because I want somebody to look at it right away.
Sure.
So I bring it up in my class, and I'm talking about it a little bit, and then I played them a Drabble from Drabblecast so that they kind of get an idea of what a podcast was, because like 90% of them had no idea, and the other 10% was Nathan Lowell's daughter, and I didn't know who she was, because it's, you know, it's the very beginning of the semester. And so then after this whole thing happens, and I'm like, you know, because I see this email, and I'm like, I don't know who this person is, because I was not initiated yet into the podosphere, really, and
right.
And didn't have a commute, and so I, you know, didn't have a lot of time to really sit and listen to things, and now I make time, but so I go back into my classroom, and I start digging through, like, the syllabuses and stuff, and I find the syllabus from, I should say syllabi, but I find the syllabus from his daughter, and on the back of it, handwritten, he wrote a note saying, I am a full-time author, and, you know, if you want me to come in and talk to your kids sometime, that would be great. And I'm thinking, yes, and, you know, bring you in. And so I got in touch with him as soon as I could, and he's since been in to talk to my kids, and they had a blast. They loved hearing about, you know, his experience, and he's very good in front of a crowd. He's also a PhD of distance education, I believe, or educational technology.
Educational technology, and I think he's got a degree in distance learning as well.
Yeah. And so, you know, he's a teacher, and he knows how to be in front of students. And so they just ate it up, and it was a great day. And I got to know him really well that day, and we just sat and talked the whole day. We didn't even eat lunch. Like, we talked all the way through the lunch hour.
Well, and, you know, that's what has astonished me. And I realized, as we've gotten into this, you know, having Dan Sawyer say, yeah, that sounds like fun, let's do that. Having, you know, Pip Ballantyne write back and say, this sounds fascinating, let's do this. And even authors, you know, Gail Carriger is busy. She's got books going out, projects going on. But, I mean, they're willing to take the time out. And granted, it's only an hour and a half of recording time, but the fact that they have done so has really kind of opened my eyes in two ways. One, to the open-heartedness and welcoming nature of these people who I had inadvertently put on pedestals just because their work is out there and it's so good. I expected to have to beg. I really did, you know, and I expected to be dismissed out of hand. That's been one thing that I learned. And the other thing that I learned is that this podcast is really kind of a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, I was talking to a buddy earlier this evening and saying, you know, this idea is kind of new in the podosphere. It's engaging, and it's an opportunity for writers to engage with their fan base in a kind of a meaningful way. It's a way for writers to connect with good authors and learn things. You know, even if you're not the guest author, you can tune in and piggyback on somebody else's lesson.
Right. And I see little sprinklings of similar things, but nothing really doing what we're doing.
Yeah. You know, Justin McCumber and the Dead Robot Society, you know, give them props for inspiring the idea for the podcast. They've done brainstorming session episodes, and I've talked another brush with fame. I emailed back and forth with Justin McCumber. And I'm sure anybody out there in the podosphere who navigates those waters gracefully and has done it for years is going, yeah, Justin's cool. He's a nice guy. For me to email somebody like that, it was a paradigm shift. And, you know, I told him, I said, dude, this is kind of a weird brush with fame for me. And he completely said, get real. And, you know, I'm sorry. When Pip wrote back, and she's a very gracious lady to begin with, and she says, oh, you're so kind. Here's my pathology, Brian. You weren't aware of this. Mm. I wrote back, and I kind of went off on her for a paragraph. Brilliant marketing strategy to go off on Pip Ballantyne. I actually then followed up an apology, and again, she was very gracious and said, no problem, no worries, I didn't take it that way.
I'm taking away your emailing rights.
Yeah, I think you ought. I really do. or just trust to the fact that I'm kind of settling into this new vibe, this new awareness, and I promise I won't be quite so germy and fanboy with my contacts from now on.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about, and when, like, JD, right? Or J. Dan Sawyer.
Dan.
Dan Sawyer.
We're on a first name basis now. Yeah, Dan.
Yeah, well, there you go. And see, I'm still cowering, you know?
Yeah. Well, Dan, you know, as nice as he is, Dan's kind of an intimidating guy.
Yeah.
You know, Dan, if you're catching this episode, dude, you are wonderful to talk to, but just the scope of his knowledge is so vast, and he speaks to it so articulately that, Brian, you had mentioned that during the recording, you know, you and I both were just kind of sitting back listening.
Right, yeah. I shied away and got to a point where I was like, damn, I don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
You know, for fear that I'm wrong, all these things that my entire life I believed, and if he tells me that, you know, I'm wrong about the fact that the color red is red, I will believe him, you know, because it's one of the, he's so formidable in terms of his intellect and his ability to articulate what he's trying to say.
But he's the first person to say, everything out of my mouth might be complete bullshit.
True, true. But if it is, it's very eloquent bullshit.
Yes, and so we'll listen anyway, and then call it bullshit. But we'll wait till you're finished first. Right. So, yeah. So we're both to our guest hosts, current and future. Be patient with us as we acclimate to these new waters. They're not as rarefied and lofty as we thought they were, and that's going to take some getting used to. But they're a lot more fun than we could have ever hoped.
Absolutely.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk a little bit to our guest writers out there
about how it all works.
Exactly. Exactly. Because, you know, this thing doesn't happen without writers coming on the show and presenting their story ideas and inviting not only you and I secondarily, but also our guest hosts to offer insights and really workshop that idea.
Yeah.
So here's the process in case you were wondering how this goes down. First of all, you go to our website. And at the top, there's a link that says, be a guest. Very affirming, not try to be a guest, or you can hope you'll be a guest, but it ain't going to happen. It's straight up, be a guest. You click that link, there's a form to fill out. You give us the basic outline of the story that you want, a little information about you. You submit that form, and it goes directly into both of our inboxes.
Yes.
And once we receive your request for being a guest on the show, at that point, we start looking for guest hosts that would be a good match. Like on episode 2, Nathan, who is a science fiction writer, predominantly, although he's dabbled in everything, We paired up with a very talented young science fiction writer who had a science fiction story. Perfect match. So we'll try and match up, get a good genre match if we can. We'll schedule the recording session between you and whatever guest host is available. That's a good match. There's a little more information that we want from you just for the websites and for contact information. There's a release form to sign. We get on the phone with our guest writers before the show just to confirm the Skype connection and to get a sample of the story presentation, because that we found has been a very awkward.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because, you know, as a writer, you can try to delineate something down or try to condense something down into, you know, a few lines when you're filling out the form. But then once you have an opportunity to actually talk about your work and you think, oh, yeah, I've got 5 to 8 minutes to do it, that's not going to be a problem, I'll be able to fit it in that. But as you're talking, things come up, you know. I mean, I stand in front of my classroom sometimes and I'm thinking, okay, I've got 5 minutes that I should talk and then I should let them work. And then the next thing I know, 43 minutes have gone. And my kids are like, what the hell are you talking about? And I'm on some tangent that I can't even find my way back to the original thought. So, you know, we will gently cut you off or, you know, mold you. But what we really want is to have that practice session, just real brief one, to say, you know, throw it at us and we'll give you some pointers on how to kind of cut it down a little bit, how to make it concise and how to really deliver it in a way that you then are not going to hate us when we
exactly. Well, and so we can get quicker to the meat of the show, which is talking about the story.
Absolutely.
And working it.
That's when it's fun. You know?
Yeah.
That's what this is really all about, which has been an interesting experience because you got 4 people chiming in. And, you know, I'll be sitting here for like 20 minutes and then realize that I haven't said anything for 20 minutes. I'm like, damn, am I even on this show? You know, and then I got to jump in. But the weird thing for me is that we get done and we'll have been sitting here for 2 hours talking.
Yeah.
And that gets cut down into what, a 45-minute episode, 50 minutes, something like that?
45 to an hour is what I'm shooting for.
45 to an hour. And so, you know, we're trying to cut out a lot of the things that are not
germane.
That don't need to be in it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But even with that, even with the 2 hours, we could go for 6 hours and still have, you know, just be chipping away at the tip of the iceberg.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and so it's a fascinating process.
I agree. You know, so we definitely want to keep those presentations tight so we can get to that exciting part.
Right.
And then there's the recording. We record with Skype. So if you're going to be on the show, it's best if you have Skype. Skype is free. It doesn't cost anything. You do need a headset and a computer and preferably broadband connectivity. Mm-hmm. But that's about it. And
you can use a gaming headset. Really,
yeah, think, yeah, right? Yeah, absolutely. You don't need to go out and buy some expensive, you know, $75 thing. We get on, we record. Everybody gets a copy of the raw recording, including all the pre-show and post-show banter. And I swear we should just release some of that post show stuff because
yeah, of that is, you know, that's when everybody finally lets their guard down. And they're like, oh damn, good, we're not recording anymore. And some like I almost asked you last time, I was going to say, Dave, are you still recording? Because there was some really great stuff.
Yeah.
That was being said afterwards.
Definitely some good stuff happens before and after. So
yeah.
So that's cool. Awesome. So at this point, we want to put out a call to anyone out there who is an aspiring writer. If you have an idea, wherever you are in your writing career, you know that it's helpful to workshop it, to talk it with people that don't know the story, that can give you first impressions, people that have experience, in the case of our guest hosts, or just keenly insightful minds and deeply eloquent words like Brian and I.
That's yes, and we're not terribly picky. You know,
no.
One email that came in, very, very nice woman, and you know, I only emailed with her a couple times, but she went and looked at our website and then sent me an email and said, "Oh, okay, I see. You're more like young men talking to young men, and I'm just an old woman, and so good luck with this, and I don't think that I fit in. Absolutely, you fit in.
You know?
But like we are primarily genre-related literature, but that doesn't mean that we can't venture out, and it would be just as valuable to us from time to time, you know, as it would for somebody who doesn't necessarily write genre to try it out.
Absolutely. In fact, I didn't tell you this, Brian, but we just got an email today from Gail Levine's agent. And I learned about Gail through one of our guest writers sending in a request saying I'd love to have Gail Levine workshop my book.
Right.
And it's like, oh, fabulous. So now, thanks to our guest writers, we have a new guest host coming in that's branching into a section that you and I don't know a lot about.
Yeah, and that's fabulous.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. So we're trying not to establish any boundaries. If you're listening to the list and you're going, they all sound like steampunk, horror, fantasy people, well, they are because, A, that's kind of where Brian and I swim habitually, and also that's where a lot of the podcasting action is. And
right.
Because this is a podcast, it kind of makes sense that we reach into that nearby pool of gifted individuals for our initial guest hosts. But
yeah.
As Brian says, make no mistake, we are not limiting ourselves to that, and neither should you.
Right. So at the same time, and at risk of extending a metaphor, if we can get that pool to break into a stream that leads to an ocean and maybe open up this whole podcast thing to a much wider audience, then, you know,
and let's get some plumbing in there. Let's get some pipes. Let's create a pipe bridge and with faucets and dripping. Yes.
Yeah.
I have
to build a reservoir of material.
I have to go to the bathroom now.
Oh God.
By the same token, in the event that there's anyone out there who is a published author who has more extensive experience than most in the craft of writing a tale, whether it be genre or not, there's also a link at the top of the page for Be a Host. And we would welcome your presence to share the mic with you and help us workshop these stories from these aspiring writers.
That's right. And just in case you found us through iTunes and not through our website is www.roundtablepodcast.com.
All right, Brian, I think that's going to wrap it up, my man.
Good deal.
Yes, indeed. Folks, episode 1 drops on March 6th.
That's a Tuesday.
That's a Tuesday because Tuesdays suck. We talked about that in episode 0.
That's right.
Now Tuesdays suck less because we're there.
I would even go so far as to say Tuesdays don't suck at all anymore. Because
do we have that level of awesomeness, do you think?
I do.
Okay. I will follow your lead on that.
I'm happy to say that you do. So.
In a few weeks, head out to the Roundtable Podcast website or the iTunes feed to catch the first showcase with Dan Sawyer and episode 1 of the podcast. Until then, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
The Roundtable Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike license. That means you can't sell it, but share it all you want. You can even use pieces of the podcast in your own project. Just make sure you attribute us as the source and release your project under the same licensing terms. You can find us on the web at www.roundtablepodcast.com. Send us a message through the website or email us at thetable@roundtablepodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to be a guest writer or guest host on the show, you can visit the website and click the Be a Guest or Be a Host link. Remember, regular weekly episodes begin Tuesday, March 6th, 2012. Check the website for details or to subscribe to the podcast. And thanks for listening.